About 20 years ago, I said something. I found this out when I was sitting in Pastor James Cato's office at Teen Challenge Men's Center up in Aiden. We're in a season right now. I'm fixing to tell you what season that is. But it's a Jewish holiday, okay, and it's celebrated in Esther, okay? If anybody knows that, you're going to, the name comes out. But this is what it says right here in Revelation chapter 11. Talking about the two witnesses, the two dudes, okay? Mm-hmm. And when they had finished their testimony, the beast that comes up out of the abyss will make war with them and overcome and kill them. And their dead bodies will lie in the street of that great city, which mystically is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. That's Jerusalem, you know. And those from the peoples and tribes and tongues and nations will look at their dead bodies for 3.5 days and will not permit their dead bodies to be laid in a tomb. And here's the reason why. Mm-hmm. And those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them to make merry, and they will send gifts mm-hmm. to one another mm-hmm. because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth. What they did was they believed they had overcome their enemies. There is a celebration because, see, Satan is a thief and he's a liar and he steals everything. I don't care what it is. He does not have an original thought or an idea. He steals it. He's a plagiarizing. Is that what it's called?
Okay? Plagiarist. Yeah.
Okay. There's a celebration that's called Purim. Okay. Uh-huh. A Jewish holiday. And why they do it is because they're celebrating the defeat, you know, over their enemies. Yeah. Okay? And that's what they do. They give gifts, they celebrate, all that. If you've ever looked it up and researched what Purim is, mm-hmm. and we're in the season right now for Purim. Right now. Okay? This, I'm pretty sure, I got 100%, but I'm close, I'm 99 probably, that this is exactly when this will take place. And you know what? After 20 years, now all of a sudden, man, I've had my man, Perry Stone, come out and confirm it. Mm-hmm. He believes it too. After 20 years, you know, because it hit me this morning, what you just talked about, 20 years with Kenneth Hagin. Mm-hmm. And that just came to me because I was telling her this morning. And as soon as I started talking, she said, Purim. You know, in her mind, she said, Purim. Mm-hmm. This, because we are getting close to seeing the actual return of the King.
Right.
And all of the knowledge and wisdom is coming throughout the entire body and waking us up to get the bride ready for him. Mm-hmm.
It's coming.
That fresh fire, baby.
Yep.
It's here.
Mm-hmm. And that's a consuming fire. It's going to get rid
Come
of
on.
That sin.
Come on.
I'm going to have my oil and my extra oil. I'm not going
to. Come on, girl. Come on now. Come on. Boy.
All we have to do is fill our heart with, that's the easiest way to live. Fill your heart with the love of God, the word of God. Okay. And I was telling my cousin yesterday, oh, we need to
that's
pray
the
for
other
her.
One live, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, I was telling her, when my study habits have changed. I used to study to preach and teach, but now I fill my heart with God's word mm-hmm. so I can live.
Amen.
And he'll pull up
and
what I
need. Preach of overload. Mm-hmm.
That's taking no thought for what you shall say.
Yeah. Yes, he gave me stuff like he gave me, I'm going to start on what he gave me yesterday. Okay. But I want to pray for her cousin. She has a cousin on her mom's side.
What's her name?
I'm on her dad's side. His name is Kevin Pope.
Kevin Pope?
Mm-hmm. Kevin Pope. Pray for him. They gave him 3 months to live because of cancer. But let's defeat that cancer.
Amen.
Amen.
Can I request a prayer request too? You know, my niece Danielle.
Yes.
She's in bad. I need to pray for her.
What's her name?
Danielle.
What's her name? What's wrong with
her? Very young.
A host of problems. She's
medical?
Yeah. Doctors did some things to her that totally messed her up.
Yep.
That's rebellion.
Kevin Pope and Danielle.
Said, we Davis. Say there's no rebellion. I say in my spirit, soul, or body against the word of the Lord. Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. that's what cancer is rebellion. Your cells replicate exactly like they are each time they replicate.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? A liver cell replaces itself with a perfect super cell. So a rebellious cell is one that replicates damaged. So we're casting out all rebellion from the bodies and souls.
Let's agree with the healing quote, Kevin Pope and Daniel.
Yes.
Jesus said, whenever two or three of you touch and agree.
Amen.
Tremendous power.
Anything, he's in the midst.
Amen.
Tremendous power.
And remember, we have exponential.
Yes.
Victory.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
Lord, I thank you for your word.
In the name of Jesus.
I thank you that by Jesus Christ we are Kevin Cole and Daniel thoroughly healed, perfectly healed.
Thank you, Lord, that Father, Lord,
I thank you for that healing. I thank you that you've given us healing, that by Jesus Christ we are healed, and we claim it in Jesus'
name.
We take
it. Thank you, Lord, for sending that word.
And I rebuke every influence of the enemy against him. I turn his works of against himself. I stopped the works of the enemy on their behalf. And Lord, we're in agreement. And we thank you that you healed them thoroughly in Jesus' mighty name. And these problems will never return in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus.
If anybody's interested in going to Passover Seder, Beth Hillel in Birmingham has one every year.
Yep.
I think it's $50 a person. This year's going to be April the 11th at 5 p.m. And they have it at the Galleria. The hotel is at the Galleria. The Hyatt Regency. Yeah, I think that's it. I think that's what they're saying. We're going to go this year.
Yep. We've been a couple of times. Yeah.
What exactly? I'm not too familiar with that. Just Passover?
Yeah,
it's Passover Seder, where they have the Passover meal.
The real
Passover. Yeah. And then they, yeah.
The Jewish Passover. No, this is the real
It's a celebration, you know. Yeah. They have music and and teaching, you know, about the Passover.
Yeah,
now,
it's pretty,
the last one we went to.
It's good education, but also, man, the Holy Ghost shows up and the people get saved. Mm-hmm. You know, we dance free. In the Holy Ghost, I mean, it's a nice thing. It really is. It lasts like 3.5-4 hours.
Yeah, it's a...
Yeah.
Is it like in a conference room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, great big conference room. Mm-hmm.
The last one we went to was Rabbi Walker.
Yeah, Rabbi Walker.
And he brought out there, he was talking about the lamb, and he would always
he had one right here.
Bring a baby lamb out.
Oh, how precious.
You know, walk
you
through
pay
the...
Before.
Yeah, if you go to their website, you can go ahead and order your tickets. The community Passover is 2020.
Thank you, Lord.
You can go through at the Winfrey Hotel. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be, just go to their website, Beth Hillel in Birmingham, and you can get your tickets through them.
Okay.
Rabbi David and Rebetzin, Leslie Snyder is the new rabbi over there. Well, they've been over there now a few years. Rabbi Walker was. That's the last one we went to, the one Rabbi Walker. So I've never been to one of theirs. They moved it from Grandview off of 280. They moved it over here to Galleria.
Easier to get to, probably,
as far as
simple.
Oh, yeah, it probably is.
One over there is pretty hard to get to. I know a little bit more about 280 now as we've been dashing
have,
out there with Ben.
You know, they do the Messianic, Davidic dancing, you know, and play, you know, the Messianic. Huh?
That would be interesting to see.
Oh, it's awesome. I love
it. You know what Perry Stone said one time? He was over in Israel, and he saw all these Jews and everything dancing and praising the Father. Mm-hmm. And he said, and he had his crowd, about 50 people, and he said, look down. He says, now look at them. They're under bondage. They're still under the law. They're celebrating. And we're over here sitting over here somber, and we're under the new covenant, which we are actually free, and we're just sitting here somber. Let's get up and praise God. You know, boy, they did, man. Yeah.
Praise and worship. Walls come down.
Amen. Come on, brother.
You know,
that's how you fight your battle.
I read that article.
Remember, the walls of Jericho, they didn't fall over. They sunk.
right on the ground.
That's good. I was reading years ago, wasn't that many years ago, an article in Kenneth Copeland's magazine, and this guy said he never asked God for nothing. He just praised and worshiped all the time. Everything was taken care of. There's a lesson to be learned in that.
Because you know,
he would always
not just say ask, but I think I guess he did in 30 of them tongues. You know, I'm sure.
Oh, well, hey, I got you beat, buddy. I got you beat.
Repent now. Repent. Repent, my friend.
We getting a double portion, aren't we?
We step ahead of you.
Well, I'm coming back for a refund when that's all said.
But you know, the praisers and the worshipers always went out before. Mm-hmm. You know, they would see the army.
Worship is
they
the first
sent them out first.
That's good stuff.
Out front.
The first
yes. Yeah, that, yeah. Book of Chronicles, I think. Where the praise team went out first.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we have an excellent one at this church.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Please come on.
When yesterday the Lord he gave me this thought. Start Friday. When we Jesus talked about he having ears to hear. Mm-hmm. The theme of what he said to the seven churches, it can help us solve every problem we could ever have, defeat every enemy we could ever have.
Seven churches.
The message to the seven churches. The theme of those messages was love. Because if you have the first love, you have the focus you need.
Yes.
Your eyes single when you have that first love. That's sincere love towards God.
Mm-hmm.
Your focus is on Him.
Yes.
Remember, Peter walked on water while he was watching Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That represents to us as we study, as we hear what God has to say, regard His word, we can do things we normally could not do. As long as our focus is pure, our actions will be too. He said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light.
Amen.
And I grew up in the Holiness Church, Pentecostal churches. I grew up in the Methodist Church first. But in the Holiness Church, it's a big deal about what you do and how you do it. They used to talk about the flesh as if the flesh was just terrible. You know, Jesus said one time in the garden that the spirit is willing but the flesh is weak.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say that the spirit is willing and the flesh will always be weak. But people took it a step further. They said that, and when they read Romans chapter 7, Paul's battle with the mind and the flesh, you know, and then they stopped. That should have been one chapter. 7 and 8 should
That's
have stayed
right.
together.
Amen. Amen.
And then they don't talk about how to solve the problem.
Right.
8 solves the problems of chapter 7. So you have a mindset that the flesh will overtake you. You have to fight it. You have to worry about it. You have to battle it. But Jesus said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. That covers the spirit and the mind. And the body.
He says, now, if you walk in the spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh.
No. Now, some right. people's flesh is stronger than some people's born-again spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Because Paul and the other apostles throughout Acts, they were persecuted, but they still loved and worshiped God. They still, their flesh were not weak. They were praying all night, worshiping all night. Their
yes,
flesh
sir.
Was strong.
And fasted, and the ground would shake.
Yeah.
Yes, good.
Now that's what can happen when our focus is on Him, when our heart is, when our eye is singing. Now this is what He gave me, that having ears to hear also comes from your love focus. Mm-hmm. If you set out to love God, you love Him with that first sincere love. You just love God. You want to be in His presence. You don't want the things of the world. You just love Him. If you love Him, the things of the world are not going to mean the same to you. It'll be an aggravation. You won't want it. You're not going to want to steal or kill or commit adultery or anything like that. You're going to want the things of God.
Yes.
Because your ears, having ears to hear, comes from having that single eye focus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you love it. You have ears to hear what God has to say.
Yes.
And you regard it.
Yes.
And the easiest way to live is with the love of God. It will strengthen you, and it'll do the work. It'll motivate you from the heart level to do what's right. Not to gain God's love. You know that's a statement. But this is what you desire to do because you love him. Mm-hmm. You want your whole life to be worship. Every part of your life, you want it to be worship.
Yes.
When that's in place, then your ears are attracted to the word of God, and you'll hear what he's saying. As we learn from him, we almost out of time. When we learn from him, everything that we receive enhances everything else.
Amen.
And you can learn God's word faster, and you can grow stronger.
Boy, that's good.
You can receive and retain it. Now, I used to receive the word and then lose it. Then I'd receive it and then I'd lose it. And one day, the Lord did something. He gave me an answer that changed everything. The word virtue, for years I wondered. I was researching that word because mm-hmm. Jesus felt virtue go out of it. And I said, and I wasn't satisfied with the Webster Dictionary meaning or the Hebrew meaning or the Greek meaning. I said, something more. Years went by. And one day I said, Lord, what is your definition of the word virtue? And he said, it's the amount of God's word in your heart, Lord. And that made the difference. Because then I changed the way I studied the word.
You asked the right question finally after years. I know the feeling.
Yeah. That's why I want to ask questions. If you got something bothering you, there's a reason. Your destiny is involved with that. Get the answer.
It's like a bank account. Mm-hmm. There is no bank that will limit the amount of money you can put in.
No.
They don't say.
Oh, that's too much.
Nobody's. That's too much.
We won't guarantee but $100,000, but you can put all you want.
Well, it's $250 now, but no.
$250.
Yeah, you can put all that you want in there, and nobody's going to turn you down when you go to your Swiss bank account and say, I got $2.3 billion
where
you take it. They're
going to
say, no, 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 no.
No, they're going to go get you a glass of Chardonnay, roll out the red carpet for you, a recliner that vibrates, you know. Somebody may give you a pedicure.
But that's the way, you know, our spirits are. They are unlimited in what it can retain God's word.
That's true. Around that time, the Lord would give me a message, but by the time three weeks later, by the time I get ready to preach it, the virtue's gone. I have to read it off the paper. So I started studying. After he taught me about virtue, I was studying. Now this is before he gave me the 15 chapter prescription. But he gave me. I was studying what he gave every day. I was studying the message. And I was studying the scriptures every day.
You know what you're doing? You're meditating.
Yeah. Amen. So I could keep that virtue. Amen. Then, the way the virtue was, I said, after he taught me about virtue, I said, why is it that when you give me a message, I feel like a kid on Christmas? But when it's time for me to preach, it's gone. I have to read it off the paper. He said, the enemy's been siphoning your virtue. We, you know, mechanics sometimes, in the older cars, we used to siphon the gas out. Take the tank down or whatever, right? Or put it on another car. Can't do that now because they have anti-drain banks there. But nevertheless, the enemy was siphoning the word out of my heart through aggravations, mm-hmm. problems. Mm-hmm. You know, back in those days, GM, they put a Chevrolet motor in a Pontiac motor in an Oldsmobile, a Buick motor in a Cadillac. And you call and ask for a water pump, they got it. But when you get there, it's wrong because it's got a Chevrolet motor instead of a Pontiac or a Buick. So I had a lot of things happening. And if I didn't get the parts and I couldn't fix the car, then I couldn't make the money. Because of that, there's a lot of problems. You can imagine how, you know, you're trying to finish and you can't. So those kind of things changed my focus. And the word was absorbed. My attention went off the word, and it was on my problem. Mm-hmm. So I thought ahead of it. I put the word in my heart, and I stopped letting those things bother me. And then I was able to minister like I wanted to.
Amen.
But the word virtue, we can put as much word as we want to in our hearts. And we'll pick up with phase two in the next class.
Amen, bro. That's good stuff.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. The enemy sows those tares.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. That's where you take the strongholds and cast them down to keep from anything attacking, anything that's going against the gospel.
Yeah.
You got to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the simple definition you're saying, which is good, putting the word in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the gospel's the power of God into salvation. And the simple definition for virtue is power.
Yeah.
And if you've got that gospel going in and you don't keep it there and use it, mm-hmm. like somebody siphoning out the gas, it's going to be less and less and less.
Amen.
So you got to keep that power going in more and more and more.
And my faith is in the power, is not in the wisdom of men, but in the power
of
God. Yes. Right. If you watch him, you can't go wrong.
I don't know if we had time. I had one little poem that I had wrote, but probably... We have time.
Yeah, and we'll do it in the next half week. Let's pray over the food. We'll pick up. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word.
I thank you
for all that you do.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, help us to be generators for the body of Christ. Help us to relay your word and your wisdom in our life, in our action, in our speech, in our advice, in the way we persuade people. Help us to go forward in you doing all that's in your heart. Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, bless the food for the nourishing strength of my body.